Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jules Johnson, in beautiful Southern California. And tonight we have seven times New York Times best-selling author G.W. Hardin. He has a most incredible event to tell you about called The Gathering of One. So stay tuned for this high vibrational show tonight. You're going to love it. I want to thank everyone who joined us today for the Global Peace Collective Consciousness Meditation. I can still feel the effects of this great meditation. Very, very powerful stuff. You know, if I could, I'd make a t-shirt that would read, "I'm an active participant for world peace," and I would give everyone who joined us today. But I think I'll just leave that up to you entrepreneurs out there. A special note, we are having the Financial Prosperity Meditation coming up on April 20th. So go to lawofattractiontools.com to sign up for this. By the way, while you're on my site, notice that I have reduced all of my prices on everything. That's because I am an active participant in stimulating the economy. Instead of upping the prices, I've actually lowered them. So go take a peek and have some fun. Also, I want to mention that we are going to have Greg Braden coming on next week to talk about his just released book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief. So tune in for that. You're going to love that too. So let me introduce G.W. Hardin, so that we can talk about this incredible event that's happening in June called The Gathering of One. G.W. Hardin, best-selling author of The Messengers, is committed to bringing important and provocative messages to public awareness. His works have been recognized by children and adults all over the world. A frequent guest on radio, television, and interviewed in many magazines and newspapers across the nation. Hardin lectures at university and gives keynote addresses at conferences. Mr. Hardin is also a graduate in mathematics from the University of Washington and started out as a computer scientist while trying to find a way to resolve a serious skin condition through hypnosis. Mr. Hardin discovered a way to communicate with his own angelic messengers that not only healed him of skin problems, but convinced him to turn his attention to writing and bringing these stories forward. Good evening, G.W. Great to have you here with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, Julie. I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, let's get going on this. First, you've been quoted as saying, "We have arrived at one of the greatest moments in human history. Yet, why are there only the few who are seeing it? Columbus's ships have arrived once again, and once again only shaman on the shore has noticed," unquote. Can you tell our listeners what you have been seeing here? And let's go a step farther and ask, what is it going to take for others to see it?
Well, I'm glad you're starting out with this. To answer the last part first, this radio show is all that it will take for others to see it. It's all about awareness. And just like in the case of Columbus's ships, one person seeing it and empowering others to know that something is beyond their vision allows them to see. So you're the focus by which we start this ball rolling, in which the whole world starts to understand what has arrived, even though we're not seeing it. to go back to the other part of your question, there are three levels of information that have come forward and all meeting at the same point. One is scientific, the other is mystical, and the third is prophetic. And all three of those are pointing at this time in history. Now, am I speaking in hyperbole when I say we are looking at the greatest moment in human history? I don't think so. And I'm going to give you a quote from one of the topmost magazines in the country, which several years ago made this very statement about an event which occurred in science, which is called Bell's Theorem. Now, Bell's Theorem is a mathematical proof, and it was created by John Bell, a physicist, a Scot physicist who was working out of Switzerland at the time. And at the time, he was trying to recreate Einstein's experiments in trying to find what was called the unified field theory, which Einstein never did find. Well, in the process, Bell had technology that Einstein did not, and he discovered that Einstein had made a mistake. And in finding this, he discovered the phenomenon of what are called twin photons or twin particles. And out of that, he came forth with Bell's theorem. Now, it's a very complicated theorem, but Marilyn Ferguson, a prominent author and writer, paraphrased the theorem in these words. Bell's theorem states, all of life is one. Now, you'd think, well, what's so great about that? Well, the implications literally rocked the scientific world. Huge debates arose as to whether he was dealing with mysticism or physics. And it only took 6 years later before one of the laboratories confirmed Bell's theorem in an invention in which they created an encryption device which operated faster than the speed of light and operated on the principles of oneness. Now, the magazine literally stated that this is the greatest discovery in human history. And the implications are profound. Yet how many have heard of this theorem, which came forth in 1964?
Wow, I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, it's actually what the entire movie, What the Bleep, is based on.
Oh.
And hardly anyone knows that either.
Right.
And out of What the Bleep came a follow-up piece called Down the Rabbit Hole.
Uh-huh.
And it was in What the Bleep where they had the metaphor about Christopher Columbus's ship's landing. Well, it's happened again. It started with Bell's theorem, and even more discoveries are coming out of quantum physics labs. And what's also happening is that prominent avatars and teachers and mystics around the world have basically stated that we are entering the golden age of peace, and it's happening at this time.
Wow.
There have been appearances in several places with angels showing up. And as you know, my books that I have written, The Messengers, On the Wings of Heaven, The Days of Wonder, and The Master's Return, all deal with this phenomenon of the announcement by these angels that we are not only coming to the point where we can usher in this golden age of peace, but we also are on the cusp of creating a new heaven and a new earth and what they call the new Eden. Now, that's a really long-winded answer to your questions. I'm going to take a breather here to make sure I've answered it to your satisfaction.
Wow. Does this have to do with what people are talking about, the year 2012 and the Mayan calendar?
It is related to 2012. And it is it's related in the way in which the indigenous prophecies are coming forth. So we have this event coming up on the summer solstice called the Gathering of One.
Uh-huh.
And at this Gathering of One, which will have two parts, one which will be local at West Yellowstone, Montana, and the counterpart which will be worldwide, spiritual elders from around the world have agreed to come to this event to announce the potential, the possibility for humanity to literally call in the Golden Age of Peace. Now, these prophecies come from the Hopi, they come from the Shoshone, they come from the Mayans, and they come from the Mamos of South America, the Condor people. And all of these elders who are agreeing to come to this event are seeing the potential for the prophecies around the Golden Age of Peace to come forward, the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, and the prophecy of what the Hopi and the Mamos call the fifth world, which the angels call the New Eden. All of this is coming together at this time. And it is all pointing to 2012. So the prophecies that these indigenous are looking at are not a prophecy of doom and gloom, but a prophecy of a golden age of peace and a prophecy of a time when a new Eden comes forward. And this is all starting now. Between now and 2012, there'll be an unfolding of this miraculous time in human history, what I'm calling the greatest moment in human history.
Wow, I've got goosebumps. This is phenomenal.
It is. It truly is. And we have to pat ourselves on the back. I mean, literally, humanity has to pat itself on the back. Anybody and anyone who's looked at The Secret, anyone who's looked at Down the Rabbit Hole, anyone who's looked at What the Bleep, understands that quantum realities are determined by consciousness. Consciousness is determined by what is called choosing. The only reason why this can come forward at this time is because enough of humanity is choosing for this new global shift in consciousness for it to come about.
Hey, I'm absolutely speechless. I've got goosebumps. I mean, it's really incredible what you're saying.
Well, and your speechless reaction is a testimony to what we were talking about earlier about how do we see Columbus's ships. This is how it happens, and you're going through the experience yourself. And you'll find, if you'll check afterwards, your audience, those that are listening, will be feeling similarly to what you're feeling. And in their feeling it, it's what's called the activation. It's the activation process. And it's this activation process which opens the third eye to seeing these new ships of consciousness land on our shores. And ironically, instead of the new world people coming with their advanced ships to the indigenous world, this is now coming through the indigenous world to the modern world. So it's all going back in a mirrored fashion.
Wow. Well, have you spoken with these elders? What are they saying that they see?
I have. I've met with several of the elders, which is a wonderful experience, I have to add. These are amazing human beings. I mean, they get this. I mean, you know, I've gone to certain reservations where there are mixed tribes, and even in those mixed tribes, you'll find that some of the tribes do not get along with other tribes, and you know that they don't speak kindly of one another because they're still in this old consciousness. But you sit down with these elders, and they're above all of that. They get all of this. I met with four of the elders of the Shoshone, the Eastern Shoshone, and what a privilege it was to sit down and listen to them. I sat down and spoke with elders of the Hopi, and the Hopi come right out and say, this is the way it was long ago. It's in our verbal tradition. These are the stories of long ago when the people were one. And they're saying it's time to return to when the people were one. I've talked with one of the elders of the Mamos, Sequoia Trueblood. I mean, he gets this hands down. One of the things we're going to be doing at the Gathering of One at West Yellowstone is what's called the Dance of Oneness. Now, we only started this a couple of years ago. There's been five of these events that the angels have asked us to put together. They're saying that the one this year is the most important because this is the one that brings in the golden age of peace. And there will be two more afterwards. But one of the parts of this event, what we call a global Eden event or the gathering of one, is this dance of oneness. Well, in my conversation with Sequoia Trueblood, I tell him how, you know, we're going to do this dance of oneness, and I see his eyes open wide, and he tells me that the Mamos, who are made up of four tribes on this mountain in Colombia called the Mountain of the Heart of the World, these four tribes work together like the four chambers of the heart. And of the four tribes, they have what's called the Grand Elder. Well, just before he died recently, the Grand Elder brought the other elders together and said, it is time to give you one of the ancient secrets called the tatami. And he told them the secret of the tatami and asked them to take this secret to the north. Well, Sequoia Trueblood tells me that the translation of the word tatami is the dance of oneness. And it turns out that they are going to allow for the first time in their history to have this recorded this next month down in Colombia. They're going to bring this forward, plus they're bringing two elders who are going to meet with the other elders at West Yellowstone for the Gathering of One. And we are going to dance this ancient dance of oneness. There are also elders coming from Nepal. We have elders coming from Africa. And they're all saying that in their prophecies, it talks about this time when the people are one. So we literally are bringing the elders together, and we're bringing our own elders together to call for the world to move into oneness. So not only will it happen at West Yellowstone, but these angels have given a sacred geometry that can be used for groups and organizations all around the world to move into formations at the same time we're moving into what's called the Grand Formation. And that literally connects the entire world in this sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. Angels say that anyone who is sitting in these formations on this day, which will be June 21st, the angels say that the heavens will move upon them, will move upon everyone participating. And they're saying that for the first time in history, the sacred union will occur between the divine feminine and the divine masculine. This sacred union will occur through each and every single person that is participating in that. And then through each person, it will fan out across the entire world.
Wow. So you're saying that whether you participate at Yellowstone, you can actually do this with a group of people in your own neck of the woods?
That's correct. Now, it's going to be quite an event to be at ground zero, but it will go from ground zero to all the other formations around the world that people are in, yes.
And so that what happens when they are in the formation is that they're just an active participant in bringing in the golden age, right?
That's correct. And the way it will happen is this sacred union of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, or what we call Shekinah and Metatron. They will come into the earth for the first time in recorded history. There's been four other recorded moments where the Shekinah has come to the earth, and not stayed long. And the last time was 2,000 years ago when the Christ consciousness came into the earth. But never has both the Shekinah and the Metatron come into the earth at the same time. This will be the first time in recorded history. And they will do this not by some, you know, fireworks display at West Yellowstone. This will happen through each and every participant who is in this sacred geometry.
Now, what if you're not in the sacred geometry? Is it still worthwhile for people?
It is. If individuals cannot find someone to move into the geometry with, and if you go to thegatheringofone.com, you will see how the different formations are possible for people around the world and whether they can get enough people together or not. It will take a minimum of 8 people for the smallest formation. But if you're a person who's by yourself and you can't move into a formation, you literally can use the power of intent to align yourself with the formation. And we have the statement of intent that will be placed on the website so that even an individual can simply state the intent, light a candle, and for the hour that it will take, they can align with the rest of the world.
Wow. Wow, how magnificent is that?
We have been given an incredible opportunity. Incredible. Now, we need 444 people in the formation at Yellowstone, and we have 333 signed up, so we only need 111 more to complete the grand formation at West Yellowstone. The West Yellowstone event will basically go over 5 days because we have 3 days of preparation, 1 day the Dance of Oneness, and then the final day is the grand formation, which the rest of the world will connect with. And so we're getting close. We only need 111 more to sign up.
And I'm sure you're going to get them. It's like going to Yellowstone would be so exciting to be there and to feel all of this energy. It's got to be magnificent.
Well, it is. I was at the event last year, which was in Deer Park, Ohio. The angels have given us 8 different locations for these 8 events, which they say will set the boundaries of the New Eden. So I was at the one last year, and the energy last year was so overwhelming. I mean, I literally hit the ground, and I'm used to working with these energies. So they had to carry me off the field.
Wow. Wow. Well, that says something right there.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen to everybody, of course, but I can vouch for the incredible presence of this energy that's going to be there. It will be a wonderful experience.
Huh. Wow, great. Can you tell us about Joe Crane and why in particular these angels started showing up?
No, Joe Crane is just a Vietnam vet, ordinary kind of guy.
Who is an angel?
you would not think that angels would be appearing to this guy because, I mean, this was a cigar-smoking, hard-drinking, Harley-Davidson-riding kind of guy, you know, who eventually turned his life around and started, you know, his spiritual path. And part of that was, which I write about in the book On the Wings of Heaven, I tell the whole story there of what happened, how these appearances started. And it's not that he is any more special than anyone else. The way the angels put it, and I love this statement they made, many are called, but few choose. You know, and there's that key word again, choosing. And he started hearing his name called, and he chose to ask whoever was calling him to appear. And that's how it all started. And from then on, the appearances have occurred over the last 10 years. And he's not the only one who's having these appearances. But most of the messages are coming through him, which I've put in two books so far, and we're going to end up writing a third book on this material. The second book's called The Master's Return. And so Joe was kind of the everyman, you know? And you see this throughout history in sacred spots where appearances occur. If you look at all the appearances where Mary has shown up, it's usually to children,
mm-hmm.
Or to very simple folk. And that's the history of that. I mean, even when God appeared to Moses to tell him to go speak to the Pharaoh, I mean, few people understand that Moses was a stutterer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was not really a very good spokesperson, but he did it. You see another scene in what's called the Call of Gideon, where, in at least in Christian reference, God calls Gideon to raise up an army, and Gideon says, "I'm no general, I'm a farmer." So, and you have similar instances in Eastern tradition and Far Eastern tradition. You know, this similar phenomenon where it's the everyman that is approached, and the reason why is so that we will understand that we are capable of stepping into this call ourselves, that we can choose to participate. You know, you're not having to be looked at as special. You really just have to be looked at being fully who you are. And that's the message. So Joe Crane has been having these appearances for the last 10 years, and I've written about them. And, you know, he's just, you know, people see him and they look at him and they say, angels are appearing to him? And, yeah, and that's the reason why.
And I'm thrilled that it's not a doom and gloom prophecy that many others have spoken about. And I love this message of it being so wonderful. But what does this entail? It's just that we will be able to start living in joy and bliss, and we're just not going to be concentrating on day-to-day stresses that are occurring now. What does this mean for us?
That's a really good question, and you can look at it from two different sides. You can look at it from the scientific side by what's showing up in quantum physics about what are called parallel realities, how we literally can choose how reality shows up, what they call quantum realities. If you read Bruce Lipton's book on the biology of belief, or you look at Lynn McTaggart's book on the intention experiment,
right.
All of them are pointing from a scientific point of view that we literally can change our realities, and we do it with intent. And I know that you talk about this a lot.
Yeah, we do. We are all firm believers in that.
And well, it's showing up everywhere with these angels, with the quantum physics. And so what kind of future are we going to have? You know, whatever we choose. Now, from a historical point of view, when the Shekinah, or the Divine Feminine, comes to the earth, two things usually occur. One is that joy is the key to her staying on the earth. So joy is one of the essential components, and joy, or bliss, is indeed one of the factors that will not only be experienced in this future, but will be the support mechanism of holding the consciousness to keep it Eden-like.
Ah.
The second component that happens every time the Shekinah, or the Divine Feminine, or the Grandmother Spirit, or Shakti comes to the earth, is that there is no disease. Disease cannot exist in this kind of environment. In these appearances, these angels have basically been giving us information, which they call the Angelic Book of Healing, to tell us that we really can choose to create a world without disease. Now, to take that even a step further, they have what are called one of the three promises. And one of these is if humanity will go to a place they call the Valley of the Star, and if humanity will bring a substance from that place, that this will end up bringing the end of two great plagues upon our planet. Now, you can guess what those plagues are. And then they say these plagues are in all lands. And we have guessed that those plagues are cancer and AIDS. And the angels have not corrected us on that as of yet. And they usually do. When we're not correct, they'll usually appear and say, well, you kind of got this wrong. What we've been getting from the information since that promise was first issued is that this will serve as a stepping stone to humanity finding a way to bring the end of all viral diseases. Now, what do we have to do to allow this to happen? I mean, think what would happen if we had an Earth that did not have disease as we know it today. Well, you know, we could end up facing overpopulation. So we have to have consciousness that is in harmony with nature, that is in harmony with this world, in order for this to have its role and its place in our lives and in the lives of the world. And I believe that is happening now. And I believe that's why people are looking at this gathering of one as a starting place for our whole world to move into a place of harmony. And I believe that harmony is our destiny, and it will be our future, despite what we're seeing on our TV screens.
Wonderful. What did they say anything about war?
Yeah.
Are we going to stop getting into these, or bring peace to the entire Earth, just not one particular area?
Yes. In fact, they said, if we have 222 people at this gathering, it will bring in the first vibrations of peace, which will be the introduction to the golden age of peace. They also said that it will be the beginning of oneness by bringing together the Shekinah, the Metatron, Shakti, Shiva, grandmother, grandfather, spirit. They said if we do get 444, that number, coupled with the formations around the world, they said, and I quote, will bring the end to the insanity of war among world leaders. And they said, if we have those 444 in place with the formations around the world, they said, it will be noticeable.
Wow. Okay. Come on, listeners, we're going to make that 444.
Yeah, we need 111 more.
How can we not do this? How can we not participate? Knowing what we know, we have to. We have to go to Yellowstone. We have to.
I feel your words. I really do. I think this is the reason why I was born, you know, was to really help in getting all of us together to bring this forth. I mean, it's going to take all of us.
And it will happen. It will happen. This is so magnificent. Now, talk a little bit about the quantum arithmetic about all of these numbers. I mean, you said 222, did you? And then 440.
Uh-huh.
Is there a reason behind all of this?
Well, you're really speaking to my heart.
Mathematics guy.
Yes. I have my degree in mathematics. Well, we didn't know it at the time, but when they gave us the very first formation, which was called the Formation of Seven, which they also call the Gate of Grace or the Angelic Gateway, Joe Crane and I built the very first one using precious, semi-precious stones and crystals. There's two ways of building this geometry. You can do it with people, and we talk about that on the website. If you go to the website and check out what's called the handouts or the sacred geometry. It shows the very first geometry they gave us, which was this gate of grace. And it turns out that this gate is made up of energetic pyramids. And these pyramids are one that's like you normally would think of a square pyramid. And then the second one is upside down and goes into the other pyramid. We call this a star octahedron. The intersecting points where these two pyramids combine is what makes up the geometry, the sacred geometry of this gate of grace or the angelic gateway. When Joe and I built the very first one, I mean, we tried to figure out everything possible around it. And what I discovered is that the mathematics of this is based on what's called quantum arithmetic. And it's based on what in quantum arithmetic is called a quantum seed. And the quantum seed for this geometry is 1, 3, 4, 8. In quantum arithmetic, you need the four numbers to create the formulas for using quantum arithmetic. Well, it turns out that quantum arithmetic, which was invented by Pythagoras, is now being used by string theory scientists because our old arithmetic doesn't work, and it's even more accurate and faster than calculus. Well, and so what we discovered is that with this quantum arithmetic, this sacred geometry literally creates a quantum event. And the angels verified this, that two vortexes start, energy vortexes start rotating, one in one direction, one in the other, when you build this geometry. And this will happen all over the world. And when you, and what quantum physicists are now discovering is that with vortexes, you literally have access to all of life itself. One of the most amazing things discovered in the quantum laboratories is DNA and its role in quantum arithmetic and quantum events. It turns out that they've discovered that when the DNA spiral forms, mm-hmm. you know, those little ladder-like things that occur with the DNA?
Mm-hmm.
When it's producing new DNA and it's spiraling up, right before those ladders go across, little vortexes show up. They don't know why, and they don't know how. All they know is that these vortexes seem to be the bedrock of DNA. And scientists in Russia are finding that you can use DNA the opposite way to affect consciousness, which gets you into the work being done by Bruce Lipton. So we are on the cusp of a whole new kind of world simply based on consciousness and quantum science. We've got the world of the mystics and the world of the scientific coming together also into oneness at this time.
Wow. I know I've said that a lot.
It's an amazing time. I mean, this is incredible stuff. At one point, Gabriel showed up with Joe Crane, and because I was trying to get more information about some of the mathematics that they had given us, and Gabriel announced and said, "The language of the angels is mathematics."
Really?
I've never heard that before.
Really?
I've heard that it's music, and music is a form of mathematics, but for them to say it's mathematics, you know, just was news to my heart.
Wow. Gee, well, that makes me look at mathematics in a different light.
Indeed.
Wow.
And that's what's so great about the sacred geometry. In the movie What the Bleep, they talked about how the crime rate dropped in Washington, D.C. 25%.
With collective consciousness, yes.
Indeed,
we do those meditations at least once a month on
and
my
they,
show.
And they even used mathematics to calculate how many people it would take, and they came up with 4,000.
Wow.
So they had 4,000 people that came together in Washington, D.C. that summer and set the intent for the crime rate to drop. And it did. What people didn't hear is that normally the crime rate in the summer rises 25%.
Absolutely.
So not only did it not rise 25%, it dropped another 25%, which means there was a differential of 50%, which is unheard of.
I know. The police chief was so impressed that he actually published a paper on it. He couldn't believe it. It's
well,
wonderful.
Here's what we have found out since then. Okay, you bring people together with common intent, and you can create these miracles in consciousness. But if you move them into sacred geometry and use the same intent, it does one of two things. It either greatly amplifies the effect, or you can do the same thing with a lot fewer people. And we have discovered that. And so we're working with an organization called CommonPassion.org, which it's got some of the people that set this up in Washington, D.C., working with them. And also working with them is what's called the Global Consciousness Project. Which is trying to take what they did in Washington, D.C. and apply it to the world. So everybody's now looking at what we're about to do on June 21st with this geometry around the world. And they're watching with great interest, because if we're right, and we do believe we are, this will cause a global shift in consciousness, because we're bringing sacred geometry together with the power of intent.
Okay, so to clarify that a little bit more, if you do collective consciousness meditations with, you could actually have a lower amount of people if they were in the designated formation.
Yes, and the number that is being looked at is the square root. So you can use the square root of the number. So instead of hundreds of thousands, you can do it with 100.
Wow. Okay. Now, could you possibly take that quantum arithmetic and do the formation and have people like separated out like hundreds of miles apart and still do it, encompassing the entire world?
Are you saying to have the geometry be like worlds apart?
Yeah. In other words, have the center of it, one person is maybe 150 miles away, and then can you do that? Is distance...
Yes. What's very interesting about this, and I know you already know this, that when you start moving into the realm of intent, you move beyond what we call ordinary reality, and you move beyond the constraints of both time and space. So yes, you do have the ability to create formations not dependent upon space or time. And we've already done this. In the last 6 months, the angels have given us information on how to do the very thing you're talking about in what we call manifest circles. And what we do is we use the ability of teleconferencing, which is for free, and we get a specified number of people who agree to come together at a certain time on the telephone. And over the teleconferencing, they set the geometry that they wish to set based on different areas of location, and they literally can go across time and space in setting up an intent, absolutely. And it works.
Yeah, but it would be more powerful if we had people in those geometric locations. I mean, we're in that formation.
That's
and we
correct.
Could use less amount of people. Wow.
Yes.
See, that's very, very good. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to work on how I can do it out here in Southern California.
And a lot of people, I mean, know this, but I think they take it for granted that the medicine wheel is actually part of the sacred geometry.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at the traditional medicine wheel, they've got these like these six stones in the middle, and then they've got the you know, the 12 stones that go around the center. And if you look at the geometry we've been given called the Metatron formation, it's kind of the inside out of that. In the Metatron formation, the six stones in the middle actually go on the outside, and then the 12 stones on the outside actually go on the inside, creating what we call our star formation. So there are different geometric forms that you can use. It doesn't have to be the ones that we're showing.
Wow. Great. Wow. This is so fascinating.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Now, you've put together a video on YouTube about how the world will be networked using the sacred geometry.
Yes.
And you can see the geometry you mentioned by going to www.thegatheringofone.com. Now, they can find the videos there, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can go on YouTube and just type in The Gathering of One, and or you can type in Sow the Seeds of Peace, either one, and it should show up for you.
Sow the Weeds of Peace.
Sow the Seeds of Peace.
The Seeds of Peace.
Yes.
How wonderful is that? I love that.
Yes. So that's the theme of what we're doing here, Sow the Seeds of Peace.
Okay. Wonderful. And now, how can people, they can go to the Gathering of One and sign up there and find out all the information?
Yes.
And how they can get there and what they do when they get there. What can you tell us during the 5 days, what happens? Do people camp out? Are they in hotels? What's the scenario in that?
Well, West Yellowstone is quite a popular place, and it does sell out. So we have reserved close to 100 rooms that are left, and the best way to do that is to go to the Gathering of One website, or you can go to the website called globaledenevent.com for registration, and the registration person will give you the instructions on how to get a room. Otherwise, all the rooms are already taken up in the town. And there is camping that can be done as well. There are several camping areas in the area. And if you go to another website called lifewebnetwork.com and you click on lodging, it'll give all the camping areas. We're trying to have all of this connect to the Gathering of One, so we just have one website for people to go to.
Okay.
It's taken us a little bit. The 5 days. The first day will be what we call the Gathering of One, which is the first set of formations people move into so their bodies can handle this energy. And that will occur on the 17th. The 18th is when we do the opening ceremony with the elders and all the participants. And we will also have what's called the Call of the Elders, in which teachings from the ancients on oneness will occur. The next day will be the second day of preparation, in which are called the Paths of Wisdom. So for the Metatron to come in, the energy of wisdom has to be present along with the energy of joy. So they've given us a ceremony that we can do to prepare ourselves with what are called the seven paths of wisdom. There will also be concerts going on while all this is going on. There will be, you know, meditations, there will be yoga, there will be a lot of things going on. The third day will be what we call, Friday, which would be the Dance of Oneness, and that will go most of the day. And we will have tribal elders show us their Dance of Oneness, And plus we'll use the Dance of Oneness, which was called the Secret by the Mamos. The last day will be what's called the Grand Formation, in which we will move into the formation with the 444. So we kind of do a dry run so people know where to stand and what to do. And then that evening at 8 o'clock, we will begin. And that's when we will invite the rest of the world to join us. So there's stuff going on from morning to night each day.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. But it has to do with colors, too, doesn't it?
Yes.
How do you determine? I mean, each person is going to be a certain color for this formation. How do you determine the colors?
We call that the soul ray colors. So when you create the geometry of what I talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
called the Gate of Grace, there are certain spots where the vibration of your soul literally affects the geometry. So we call this the soul ray color. And there are seven soul ray colors that make up the geometry in the same way that there are seven colors that make up the rainbow. And then the eighth position, it can be any color. So we do have a page in which you can determine what your soul ray color is in stepping into this geometry. And this color is determined on what is your prominent gift. All of us carry all seven gifts, but one tends to stand out more than another. And when you know what that other is, when you know what your soul ray color is, you can use this to activate this sacred geometry. Now, with the ones at Yellowstone, I mean, there are specific colors for each place. But for the world geometry, the angels have allowed you just need to have one person who knows what their soul ray color is to connect the geometry to Yellowstone.
And how would you go about, I mean, there is a way that you can determine your color?
Yes, it's on the website. If you go to thegatheringofone.com, and there's an FAQ section there, which should get you to the area where you find out what your soul ray color is.
Okay. All right. And we can, when we find out the color of that dominates us, what we can start activating that as well, or do we need to wait till we get into Yellowstone?
There's two ways you can do it. You can create, you can cause the activation by bringing seven people of the seven colors together in what we call a gathering of one, with someone who's already participated in one of these gatherings.
Uh-huh.
We call that person the servant. And that usually takes 2 days or a weekend for that to go into full effect, and it's quite an experience. Or on Tuesday evening, we will be having a very shortened version of that for everyone who has not been in one of those gatherings of one, so that they can get activated, so they can handle these energies.
Okay, good. So that is on the Tuesday night prior to the 21st.
Correct.
Okay, so that's. I mean, that's. I would need to go there to find out.
And for people who are around the world, they do not have to go into the activation process for the world geometry. The world geometry is going to be a little different than the geometry we have at Yellowstone, but it will connect you nonetheless.
It will connect you. Okay, so then they really don't need to know their color.
As long as you got one person who knows, that's all it will take.
Okay, good. All right, got it. Okay. Wow. Well, this has been fascinating.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to see you there, and I'm going
this.
To. I think. Let's get our listeners together. Send me an email. Let's go to Yellowstone on June 21st, and maybe we'll even do a live remote from there for the show, and just bring all of this and be an active participant in it, that we need to do this. So all my listeners, send me an email and let's get this going. And we'll all meet in Yellowstone.
That would be just grand. I would love to see you there.
I have a strong feeling I'm going to be there.
Great.
This has been wonderful. I can't thank you enough for just being involved with this and bringing this to the world. Wow. So, GW, thank you again for coming on the show. I truly appreciate it. I will talk to all my listeners next week.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.